The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Whenever you see Jesus and the apostles together in a boat, anywhere in the scriptures, understand that that is an image for the church. The fathers of the church, the most ancient Christian writers, and unanimously, they used passages just like this to formulate the image of the church as a ship, making its journey through this world, through the stormy waters of time to the quiet shores of eternity. Hopefully you've heard of that image before. Maybe you've heard the church referred to as the bark of St. Peter, bark being an antiquated word for boat. Maybe you're familiar with some of the terms we use in church architecture. For example, this great big central part of the church here, it's called the nave, from the Latin word navis, which means ship. And it's supposed to actually look like the great big hull of a ship. In fact, sometimes they build a church to make it look exactly like a ship, in which we are all passengers. Maybe you're familiar with some of the writings of the saints down through the years that have used this image extensively. Our own Saint Teresa, for example. She said, "This world is thy home, this world is thy ship, and not thy home." The church makes its way through the stormy waters of time to the safe shores of eternity. And it's never smooth sailing, is it? It's just that sometimes it's particularly bad. It's like this passage right here. You know, the apostles, they were afraid the ship was going down. Now, don't misunderstand. This is going to be no ordinary squall here. These apostles are professionals. They know this sea. They're not upset by some ordinary squall. If they're clamoring in fear to Jesus, then this is particularly bad, and they're astonished to discover that Jesus, through it all, is asleep on a cushion. And they wake him up, and with the most brutally honest words ever addressed to Jesus in all the Gospels, they say, "Master, do you not care that we're going down?" Sometimes in the storms of your life, things can be so bad that you make the words of the apostles the words of your own prayer. "Lord, do you not care?" Because at times it sure does seem like he's asleep. It sure does seem like he doesn't care. At times like that, we need to remember this passage, and particularly one little detail from this passage, namely, Jesus was asleep on a cushion. Now I ask you to think about that. What on earth is a cushion doing on a fishing boat? Picture a fishing boat in the times of the apostles. You work the perimeter of the boat, and you work your nets, and you throw your fish into the center of the boat in a great big pile. There's nowhere to sit. Where on earth is there possibly going to be a place for a cushion? One place and one place only. The man with his hand on the rudder. The captain of the ship. The one in charge. He's the one seated on a cushion. In the storms of life, remember this, in spite of how it appears, Jesus is very much in charge. Ancient peoples used to see the sea as an image for evil. Dark, mysterious, vast. God alone knew what monsters lurked down in its depths. People you know traveled by sea and you never saw them again. And Jesus calming the storm on the sea is an image for Jesus' dominion over everything that you fear. In fact, it recalls another passage in which Jesus walks on the surface of the sea. And if you know anything about Middle Eastern culture, you know that the ultimate insult is to press something beneath your foot. What does Jesus do to evil? He walks on it. The heart of the spiritual life is the remembrance of the presence of God. It's forgetfulness of God that got us into trouble in the first place, back in the Garden of Eden, and is the root of every single sin, the forgetfulness of God's presence. And the remembrance of God's presence is the secret to peace, even to the point of taking a nap in the midst of a storm. So, you and I, let's remember this passage. We'd be wise if we didn't waste one single moment worrying if this ship is going down. Of course it's not going down. Jesus is on board. God doesn't expect you to understand it all. He doesn't expect you to have it all figured out. He only asks you to believe that He already has. Who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey Him? This is Christ the Lord, and He will bring you safely home. St. Angela, pray for us.